माम श्रेष्ठम मनुमति सची पुत्रमत्र स्वरूपम रूपम तस्याग्रजौरिपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवाटीं राधाकुण्डं गीवरमहो राधिका माधवासां प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितकृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्तिजे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कंस राधा कंस नमस्ते। सप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे बृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहका तरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम चरणं भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नुमस्ते चरणारविन्द वृन्दे नुमस्ते चरण। First of all, I am offering my thousands of modes of Shraddhanjali unto my गुरुदेव नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज लोटस से। आई ऑल्सो ऑफर माई थाउजेंड्स ऑफ दंडत प्रणाम माई हार्टली ऑनर अन टू द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। Especially, I came to this land and I went to all the western countries and eastern countries. By a special mercy of my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. I wish to join him when he came first, but due to certain reason, I could not come with him. But he wanted so much that I should be with him in his preaching, and that is why some late but not, but never. He dragged me here and everywhere. Also, I am seeing his glory everywhere. That how he was merciful to attack the Western persons always thinking in and got top sense satisfaction, wealth, women and wine, always. They have no time to think anything about these things. But he charmed all persons. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, and the way Shiva chanting Hare Krishna and weeping, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna He, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Rakshamam, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Kesham, Pahimam. Sometimes rolling down on the earth, weeping so loudly, tears so much coming. And tigers, bears, lions, deer, all accompanying him. Accompanied him, and all with tears they were chanting Hare Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. This was very miracle, wonderful. So Swamiji like this. So have seen in Africa from there, hippies from America collected and made them happy, and no caste and creed, black and white, anything, rich or poor, nothing. All unki dhara mein bah gaye. They all were
drowned
in the current of his preaching. Here France is always remembered in India and everywhere. It is a place of, like Gandharvas, very beautiful and very sweet, and always drinking in wine and all other things. Always, like Asura in Devalok. So Amrit is there, not caring for anything in this world. Always thinking. But he came here also in country like this, in castles, and he did wonderful. But I'm worried that we could not maintain it as Swamiji made it. Now when I come and see all these places, tears come. That we could not maintain it. Here I heard that more than 300 devotees used to live, more than 100 children in Gurukul, and so much all was here, always Hari Katha. But only I see remain like heaps of remains. Houses here, when Swamiji departed, they began to weep, and now became old and they fall down like dead bodies. Whole land is weeping for him. Like when Krishna went on, and all were weeping for Krishna. So now all the trees, a tree was there. When I came before
2 days,
he was lamenting, and how he will show his face to me. That very Swamiji, he broke down, he could not maintain his patience, and he broke down. No. Anyhow, I want to inspire devotees again. they should not give up this line of devotion what Swamiji planted in their hearts. It should be maintained. We should know that he is not dead. He is transcendental and he is eternal. He cannot die. Any devotees following bhakti, they cannot die. Like Rupa Goswami is here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here. All are in this world. So we should not be worried. And we should maintain what he has taught us. If we are
we are all right.
Sincere. If you are true and sincere, then Swami will inspire in heart. Krishna will inspire. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will inspire. So try to be true and sincere devotee. Krishna is always here. Srimati Radhika, bhakti is always here. Here means in this world. Only we will have to be very sincere and true and very strong faith on them. If we have no strong faith, then we will gain nothing. And think that my English translation, my French translation is going on, or nothing to worry. You are all very good. There should not be worry about this. I pray that Swamiji should bestow his mercy more and more, that any devotee should not derail and they should not lose their faith. Now I am coming to subject. I am so happy to hear so many devotees here from different parts of Europe and especially from England. And also there are so many devotees from here, local also, from France. Also I went to Western America. Also, devotees more than this, about 300. Here also about 150 or more than that, 200 about here. I'm satisfied, well satisfied that so many devotees have come here to hear. You should try to note what I'm giving classes, not only in cassettes, but these hard cassettes. This will do more. And try to practice all these things. We don't know when we will die. No certainty. It is the mercy of Krishna that we are still alive, with good body, health, and everything is there. So we should not waste any moment. The devotee has selected that I should give a class on Brihad Bhagavatamritam. You know that Vedas, Upanishad and Purans are so highest things. But more than that, Srimad Bhagavat is more proof and
authentic.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told आराध्यो भगवान व्रजेश तनयस्तद्धाम वृंदावनम रम्या काचिदुपासना पजुपदुवर्गेण जाकल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतम पुराण अमलम प्रेमापमर्थो पुमान श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुर्मतमिदं तत्रादुरो नापरम श्री विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर इन वन श्लोक ही इज गिविंग दी सम एंड सब्सटेंस एवरीथिंग इन वन श्लोक हियर दैट आराध्य भगवान ब्रजेश तनय अवर आराध्य देव वर्सिपल डिटी इज ब्रजेंद्र नंदन श्याम सुंदर राधा रमन राधा गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन एंड एज इज वर्सिपेबल आराध्य वृंदावन इज सेम बिकॉज वृंदावन इज बलदेव प्रभु He is the first manifestation of Krishna. So Vrindavan is also Krishna. He is also worshipable like Krishna. And among, there are so many kinds of devotions and practices of bhakti. But among all the gopis, devotion to Krishna is supermost. Srimad Bhagavat is Amal Puran, Praman. Amal?
Spotless.
Cause,
Spotless.
Spotless. Vedas have some spots. Purans have also some spots. Gita has some spot because it is a part of Mahabharata. Some spot. Not so highest class of devotion is there. Only ground level is there. For beginners, Gita is essential. But after that, Srimad Bhagavat. So, Srimad Bhagavat is Amal Puran. What is Srimad Bhagavatam? Vyasa has written, he has divided Vedas in four parts. Riksham, Yaju, Atharva. After that he made Mahabharata. In Mahabharata he wrote Gita. Also he did Vedanta Sutra. Very highest topic of knowledge. After that he wrote so many Purans, about 54 Purans, 18 Puran, Mahapuran, then Upapuran 18, and then Shakha Puran, branches, so all together 52 Purans. But he was not satisfied. Narad, the guru of Vyasadeva, told that you have not glorified Krishna, which is actually Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar. You have not glorified gopis, whose love and affection to Krishna is the highest. So you should glorify Krishna, Brajendranandan. You have glorified Vasudevanandan Krishna in Mahabharata, in Purans, but not Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar. There is some difference in Krishna of Dwarka and Mathura and Braja. By Tattvata one thing, but by Rasa, some speciality, superiority is of Brajendranandan, Shyam Sundar and Vrindavan. Then he told that, how can I realize? Oh, by bhakti. He took the process of bhakti and he constituted his mind and he saw that from birth to Dwarka Lila, he saw everything in his samadhi.
Trance.
In his trance, everything vividly, more than we see pratyaksha.
Directly
we see, more than that. And from, for jasya vai suryamanayam krishne paramapuruse bhakti rupa padya punsa shok moha maya. For whole beings, living beings, he wrote this. So, in first slok that I told, Aradhyo Bhagavan Braje Satanaya Staddham. Vrindavan is Aradhyo, and also the highest kind of love and affection in gopis, and Srimad Bhagavatam Puran, this is the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is telling that Srimad Bhagavat is what? Supreme in all Shastra. Everything is in Bhagavatam. What is in Srimad Bhagavatam? Nigama kalpataror galitang phalam sukamukhadam ritadavasan yutam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam muraho rasika bhubhavuka. Srimad Bhagavat is a rasa grantha. Any word for rasa grantha in English? They will understand. Rasa. Nectar cannot be equal to this rasa.
Have a relationship with Krishna.
Rasa is transcendental. So, Srimad Bhagavat is rasa grantha. It is not of this world. It came from where? Golok Vrindavan. Like a fruit. But in that fruit, there is no skin, no seed,
no string.
No string. Nothing is there. Only a rasa, rasa. But how it came? If it was fallen down from that Golok Vrindavan to this earth, it may be scattered here and there. It came to this world by the process of Guru Parampara. It came in the mouth of Brahma from Krishna himself. And then from Brahma it came to Narad Goswami. And for Narad Goswami it came to Vyasadeva. And Asuk, a parrot, was seeing this. She was so greedy. And he was so rasik and bhavuk. He at once took it whole fruit in his mouth. And flew from there and came to this earth in Vrindavan. So it was not scattered here and there. So we should try to realize what is Guru Parampara. Without Guru Parampara, our Guru Maharaj or Swami Maharaj cannot come. It should come in Parampara. So we should try to honor whole Parampara from beginning to end. And if you are not accepting, then bhakti will not come. Never it will come. So, nigam kalpata rogalitam phalam. Sukhdeva Swami was Sri Sukham. Sri Sukha Ubacha, as per se has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Sanatana Goswami or Jiva Goswami on Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is giving the meaning of Sri Shuka, Sriya Shuka, Deshuk, the parrot of Srimati Radhika herself. When they were in, Krishna was in Nandagaon and Srimati Radhika was in Barsana. One Srimati Radhika, taking that parrot very beautiful and expert, taking on his hand, left hand, and by right hand giving some milk and rice or pomegranates to that souk, and she was supporting and doing caressing. And he was so happy, but still he was bird. And that is why he flew from that hand, Barsana, and he came to Nandagaon and sat on a Nittamal tree at Nandagaon, where Krishna and Madhubangal were talking so many things. Parrot came and began to tell Krishna, Krishna, in the same tune like Srimati Radhika. Krishna saw that, where Radhika is? Same tune, same, everything is coming. So Krishna was searching, where is Krishna, where is Radhika, Radhika. From where the sound is coming? At last he saw that not Radhika. Oh, it seems that it should be the parrot of Radhika. He requested that you should again tell what you are speaking. He again told, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna became so happy. That's so the parrot told at once again a slok, weeping so loudly, tears in his eyes, that I was so much fortunate being in the hands of Srimati Radhika, playing and taking something by his hand, and so much love and affection from Radhika. But I am bird, that is why I left his hand and have come here. So fie on me that I have left Srimati Radhika's hand. Krishna told that again you should repeat this poetry against it. Then Krishna called him and he came on the hands of Krishna. And Krishna again began to support him. So this, after that, two Sakhi came and told that, oh Krishna, this parrot is of our Radhika Swami. He told them, no, no, no. If it is yours, then you should call, and if it goes to you, then I will understand that this parrot is yours. They tried to call, come on, come on, come on, parrot. So, but he never came. Then Gopi told that, oh, anyone, what to tell of this parrot? If anyone can come to you and hear your sweet words, cannot return because you are Krishna. But if our Swami will come, and if he will call, he will go at once, I think that you will also be attracted and you will be dragged with this parrot to her. So, but Swamiji is worried for this parrot. Krishna told, you can take, but I will not give it. If he goes easily to his sweet will, he can go. But he never came. At last, they went to Yashoda Maiya and told that, help us, Krishna is not returning, my Swami is parrot. Yashoda came at once and took that parrot, and he began to give a slap to Krishna, always dirty boy, playing with these sometimes animals, dogs and camels and bullocks. Now you have new thing parrot. Your father is calling you. You have not taken still bath. Come on. And he dragged. Being the supreme personality of Godhead, and he could not do anything, and he was seeing what happened. And it was given to both Lalita and Vishakha. They took it and went to Barsana. So that parrot is of Shriya. Shriya means Srimati Radhika. So he has wonderfully took that fruit from Vyasadeva and came to this world and gave. O Rasik, I am Bhavuk. You should try to hear this Srimad Bhagavatam. So Rasagramtha it is. No? Why Rasagramtha? From one canto to nine canto is platform. You'll have to hear first canto, from where it began. How a person in this world can be happy forever? If a man is dying at once, in a moment, what he should do? He should chant Harinam. If he cannot chant, then what we should do? Tell in his ear, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. If there is no time to hear so much, then only Krishna, Krishna. If not time so much, and half hearing Kri, and he could not hear Krishna, and he left his body, then what? No horn. Oh, Kri will do Krishna. So much powerful. And anyone who will die today or tomorrow, day after tomorrow, after 10 years, after 100 years, after 400 years, after 5,000 years, Brahma, more than the crores and crores of years, but he will die. He must die. So what is their duty? What to do? They should also chant Harinam and hear Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. Very easily they can cross the ocean of endless ocean of birth and death, suffering and sorrows and everything. Very quickly. We see that this our problem is how to maintain us. Some rogues are there, some diseases are there. We are becoming old, some are dying. These are our problems. But really this is not problem. What problem? We have forget Krishna, this is our problem. We are not serving Krishna. This is the most biggest problem, and this is the cause of all problems. So if the main cause is solved, then everything is solved. And if the not solved, you cannot do anything. You will have to die. So, akama, sarvakamo, mokshakam, udaradi, tibrena, bhakti, yogena, yoga. O Krishna Mahārāja, etāvat eva. Etat nirvidyamānam ichatam akato vayam yoginam nipaniraditam hari namānu kirtanam. So, the some acceptance of Srimad Bhagavatam, name with love and affection. If we can take Brajavasi, especially Gopi, from Srimad Bhagavatam, then what becomes? zero. If 9th canto is there, 11th canto is also there, but not 10th canto, and especially the characters of gopis. When they are lamenting for Krishna, oh Krishna, where you are? Tava katamritam satta jivanam kabibhiriditam kalmashapaham shamarna mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grinantite bhurida jana. Gopis are lamenting. In lamenting, they are accusing Krishna. Anyone should not take the name of that black person. We are so happy in this world. So happy we were. With our father, mother, father, children, wife, we are so much. And husband, we were so happy. But anyhow, Krishna, this name came in our ears, and it made it so upset our mind and heart and everything. So anyone should not hear the name of that black person and his pastimes also, because everyone will be upset, giving up his father, mother, wealth and everything. So those who want to be happy in this world, they should not hear the pastimes of Krishna. We are proof. Before, we are happy so much. But having some love and affection and hearing the pastimes of Krishna, now he has left us. We have no home. We are a straight beggar. We have lost our faith, so much love and affection to our children and husbands and homes and everything. Now we are unhappy. The persons taking this Srimad Bhagavatam pothi here, having tilak so long tilak, and kanthi mala here, and red cloth and sannyas this, they are hunters, like hunters, without any paisa, without any spice, they will tell that I am free distributing my classes. Here only me.
Without any charge.
They will tell that, oh, you should hear only. And they will come, they will tell that we don't want any money, anything. Free of charge we will give classes of Srimad Bhagavata, you should see. And those who will hear, they will cut their all relation, worldly relations, and everything will weep like, oh Krishna, where you are, oh Krishna, where you are. Like Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and all others. Like Krishna is making weeping here. So, we should be very careful for this black person. Also, you know, in meeting he did rash, playing with all the gopis. Especially by, he was controlled by Srimati Radhika and gopis. He kept his head on the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, praying that, excuse me, I will never do
again in future
like that. I have worried you. So these are told in Srimad Bhagavatam, especially in Gopi Geet, Venu Geet, Brahmar Geet, and Jugal Geet. Five Geets are there. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, heart of Srimad Bhagavatam and Rasapurna. We don't know anything more than Srimad Bhagavatam. So Uddhava has told, Asamaho charanarenu jusamaham syam वृंदावने किमपगुल्मलतौषधीनां जस्तुस्तजन सजनार्ज पथञ्च हित्वा भेजे मुकुंद पदमें श्रुति भीमर्मिज्ञान उद्धव इज टेलिंग आई वांट टू प्रे ओनली वन डस्ट ऑफ द फिट्स ऑफ गोपीज ओनली वन आई कैन नॉट टच द गोपीज आई कैन नॉट टच द फिट्स ऑफ गोपी आई एम नॉट क्वालिफाइड फॉर दिस I also cannot touch one dust of Gopi's lotus feet. I am not qualified. Because I cannot be in Vrindavan and serve Gopi. I will have must have to go to Mathura. I cannot live here. So I want to pray only Gopis. Because they have kicked They have left their husbands, children, even their shyness, everything. A lady can give his life, her head, but they don't want to give their shyness. This is a special thing for women. But they get also. They can give. Krishna told that come without clothes, naked. They came to Krishna. They know that Krishna is not any other thing. Same thing. They can easily give up anything for Krishna. They have left all everything. Ved cannot have a mahima, glory like these gopis. So at last he again did pray. Bande nanda prajai strina padarenim abhiksnasa jasang hari kathod git bhuvana bhuvanatrayam. I want to pray one lotus dust. Where is that one lotus dust? It must be in anyone's feet, that feet of Srimati Radhika. And in Radhika's lotus feet, one dust is there. Now he is praying that if you will be so merciful, then I can be a dust. Or I can pray a dust off. So Srimad Bhagavat is so glorious. I don't know what is the essence of this Srimad Bhagavatam. Because it is essence of Nidamakalpataru, Ved, Upanishad, Puran and all other scriptures. No skin, no seed, no sin, nothing. Only rasa. But here he is telling that Brihad Bhagavatamritam. What? Essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. What will be the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam? Is Sanatana Goswami telling? So this book is essence of Srimad Bhagavatam also. I want to tell some outlines of this. Gradually I will tell all these things. So this is, book is more important than Srimad Bhagavatam. If you like to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, then you will have come to this book, authentic book. Sometimes I have heard from so many devotees that it is like
novel.
But it is not novel, it is what? Like Srimad Bhagavatam, eternal and
authentic.
Sanatana Goswami saw it in his samadhi. And he realized like Srimad Bhagavatam was realized by Vyas. and for us she has written. So it is not any false thing like Upanyas, like novel. You should have firm belief on this book. I also want to tell that this book is the platform of all the books written by Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami and others, Jiva Goswami. This is the first book on in our Goswami's books. Now, I am beginning that Vyas Dev. That day has given serpent in any rishi's neck. You know, perhaps Parikshit Maharaj gave a dead serpent in the neck of any rishi, and his son cursed him, Parikshit Maharaj, that after 7 days he will be bitten by any snake. And you will not be cured. Anyone cannot do cure. Parikshit Maharaj at once gave up his kingdom. He took off his crown and everything, royal dresses. And he went on the side of Ganges.